Blog Talk Radio.
Blessed is everyone that feareth Yah the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy life shall be as a fruitful vine. Excuse me, that word is wife. I think I said life. It reads, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants around about the table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that fears Yah the Lord. Yah the Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children and peace upon Israel. I've read to you from Psalms 128 in its entirety, verses 1 through 6. Thank you for listening to the Feed My Sheep show. Listen, I want us to do as I normally do each Sabbath, that is to read a scripture from the Bible first, as well as, I'm distracted for a moment. Let me turn this off. As well as follow with a prayer, and then read from the Bible. Let us have a prayer. Did you stop to think to say a prayer this morning? Well, if you did not, sheep, listen to mine. Why don't you pray with me as well? As I, when I pray, I'll say my prayer and you say yours. And don't you just love the starting off song, Jesus is Love, by Mr. Richie, Lionel Richie? Go buy it. It will give you peace. in a storm. Just listen to it. Let's say our prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you, Father, for allowing us sheep to experience gorgeous weather in Detroit, Michigan, these past few days, whereas in other parts of the country, as well as the world, they have been experiencing weather from your arsenal of wrath. We sheep praise you, Father, for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Although last week it was on the news that someone has brought an idol to Detroit, Michigan. They won't say where it is, and only the people that will pay to see it know where that idol is. I have many requests, Heavenly Father, but I ask this day that you remove that idol from Detroit, Michigan, and expose those who brought it. Allow the world to see who brought an idol to Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Thank you, Father, for allowing us lost sheep to have sane, sound mind with excellent health. Father, thank you for all that you have done for us. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening to my prayer. I ask you to say your prayer along with me. Then I have to listen to mine. But I'm glad that you did. We left off in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 50, verse 40. And this is where we're going to start reading before we get into today's lesson, the utter destruction of Babylon. You'll find that in Jeremiah, chapter 50. We're reading from the book of Jeremiah, and we should be finished reading from this book of Jeremiah by the end of this month. Let's read Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 40. As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighbor's city thereof, saith Yah the Lord, so shall no man abide. Abide means to live there. Neither shall any son of man dwell therein. Behold, a people shall come from the north. And I think that we should know where these people are, who this people is that comes from the north. It's mentioned quite many times in the book of Jeremiah, the people that come from the north. I'm in verse 41. Behold, a people shall come from the north, and a great nation, and many kings shall be raised up from the coast of the earth. They shall hold the bow and the lance. A lance is a spear or a javelin. They are cruel and will not show mercy. Their voice shall roar like the sea, and they shall ride upon horses, everyone put in array. An array is a formation range, like a man to the battle against thee, O daughter of Babylon. Verse 43. The king of Babylon has heard of the report of them. His hands wax feeble. Feeble means they go weak. Anguish means mental suffering. took hold of him, and pains as of a woman in travail. And travail means as a woman in labor. Now he's having some pains. He's hurting. Verse 44, behold, he shall come up like a lion from the swelling of the Jordan. And I'm thinking that's the people of the north. Unto the habitation of the strong. But I will make him suddenly run away from her. And who is chosen? Who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me? And who will appoint me the time? And who is that shepherd that shall stand before me? Verse 45, therefore, hear ye the counsel of Yah the Lord that he has taken against Babylon, and his purposes that he has proposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their habitation desolate. Desolate means empty, with them. At the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth is moved, and the cry is heard among the nations. We finished reading Jeremiah chapter 50. This was the third week of doing it. I pray that you understand that with Jeremiah chapter 50, judgment was passed upon Babylon and Babylonia, and they will not survive. And as I read this Bible, I have begun to believe or think that the United States of America is Babylon. And I can, just some of the laws that the Supreme Court has passed, like a woman can kill the baby within her. You can have same-sex marriage. You can wear pants. These things that the Supreme Court of America, those are laws that goes against the Bible. So I wonder, why does the court have you swear in on the Bible? When, in my view, the Bible means nothing to the court, especially the Supreme Court of the United States of America. Let's read Jeremiah chapter 50, the utter destruction of Babylon. Let's start reading at verse 1. Thus said Yah the Lord, behold, I will rise up against Babylon and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me, a destroying wind. Excuse me, I had to belt. And will send unto Babylon fanners, and fanners are foreigners. And I hear that there are a lot of foreigners on the East Coast, you know, like, and there are a lot of foreigners in Detroit, and they have stores and gas stations over us black folk in Detroit, Michigan. We don't have our own. We need to come together. As that song says, with Jesus' love, help your children, Heavenly Father. Help us to become as one. Even though we have our differences in beliefs and religion, let us, your seed. I have read in the book of Ezra, I think it's chapter 9, verses 2, somewhere around there. We are your seed. The whole world has been lied to and deceived. We're thinking that those people who are in Israel today, that they are your seed, but they're not. If you read this Bible sheet, you will understand that us black folk who were slaves, those people were never brought on ships, as in Deuteronomy, I think, verse 46, where they were irons were put around their neck, and as well as Deuteronomy 28, verse 60-something, I forget today what it's, but they were not put on ships and brought to a strange land. Also, if you read in Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 and 14, you'll find that Abraham, Father Abraham, that's our father. So they have claimed him too. They have claimed our land. If you read Genesis chapter 15, verse 18, it tells you that the land between the, what is it? Who is it? Oh, my goodness, I forget right now. Let me look at this map that I have. And it tells you that the land that is promised to us is the Nile River to the Euphrates. And all those countries, Syria, Jordan, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, all the way up to Turkey, that is our land from Cairo to the Persian Gulf and up to Turkey. That land belongs to us. So let's wake from our slumber and our sleep and start thinking right. Stay away from drugs. Drugs are the enemy. You know, we don't have money. So where does the drugs come from? We can't bring them into our land. Drugs will destroy you. And I say that because I've seen people destroy. And let us not be destroyed anymore. Let's come together. Let's pick up reading at verse 2, where I did not finish. It says, we're in Jeremiah chapter 1, 51, verse 2. And will send unto Babylon fanners, that's foreigners, that will fan her, and shall empty her land. For in the day of trouble they shall be against her. So stop letting all those people come in. You won't let people from Haiti, very few, come into the United States. That's because their skin is dark brown like mine. Verse 3, against him that bendeth, let the archer bend his bow, and against him that lifteth himself up in brigandines, and brigandines, that's body armor, and spare you not her young men, destroy you utterly all of her hosts. Verse 4, thus the slain shall fall in the land of the Chaldeans, and they that are thrust through her streets. Let me read verse 4 again. Thus the slain shall fall in the land of the Chaldeans, and they that are thrust through in her streets. Verse 5. But Israel has not been forsaken. Forsaken means forgotten or abandoned, nor Judah of his God. And I serve the God that Judah serves, the God of Israel, because Abraham was our father. Oh, God of the land of hosts, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One Israel. And it is filled with sin today. Those people who say that they are Jews and are not, you find that in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9, as well as Revelation 3, verse 9. They say they're Jews, they're not. They do not serve Jesus Christ as I do. They don't believe Jesus Christ is the Son of the Living God. Let's read. Let's finish reading verse 5, first of all. It says, "For Israel has not been forsaken, nor Judah of his God, of Yah the Lord of hosts, though their land is filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. Flee out of the midst of Babylon, and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity." Iniquity means sins. "For this is the time of Yah the Lord's vengeance." Vengeance means pay you back. "He will render." Render means to give unto her a recompense. A recompense is paying her back. You know, and that's what's happening today in today's world. I hear there's a typhoon in some place, and it's a very serious typhoon. I forget where it is, but if you listen to the news, you'll find out. I think it might be Taipei or Taiwan, or I can't remember. I don't want to say something that's not right. Verse 7, "Babylon has been a golden cup in Yah the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine. Therefore, the nations are mad." Verse 8, "Babylon is certainly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her. Take balm." Balm is a lotion or a salve for her pain. "If so be, she may be healed." Verse 9, "We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her." That forsake her means to leave her, abandon her, and let her go, every one unto his own country. "For her judgment reaches unto heaven and is lifted up in the skies." Verse 10. "Yah the Lord has brought forth our righteousness. Come and let us declare in Zion the work of Yah the Lord, our God. Make bright the arrows, gather the shields. Yah the Lord has raised up the spirit of the king of the Medes." Now, we talk about this. We need to understand that the king of the Medes are Persians. They are Iranians, and the President of the United States has asked Congress to sign an agreement with the Iranians so that they won't produce any nuclear weapons. But I don't know about our Congress. Everything that President Obama has, well, I would say most of the things that President Obama has requested of this Congress, they have denied it. And the Congress, they are mostly the oppressors. They rule over us. And I think that because President Obama has an African father, that they consider him as a black man. But his father was not enslaved in the United States of America as my foreparents were. So you think about that for yourself. I won't say what I really feel like saying. Let's pick up at verse 12 of Jeremiah chapter 51. "Set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon. Make the raft strong. Set up the watchmen. Prepare the ambush." Well, an ambush is what? Is it a surprise attack or is it a trap? "For Yah the Lord has have both devised and done that he has spake against the inhabitants of Babylon. Oh, thou that dwellest upon many waters, abundant in treasures. And that's where I think that's talking about the United States of America. Thine end is come in the measure of thy covetousness. And covetousness means greed. I'm thinking that maybe the stock market or something will crash. I don't know. Verse 14, Yah, the Lord of hosts, has sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up a shout against thee. Verse 15, he has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom. He has strengthened it out. He has stretched out his heaven by his understanding. When he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors, and what vapors are moisture, to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightning with rain, and bringeth forth the winds out of his treasures. And that's where I think that tornadoes and all this sort of stuff, bad winds, or his wrath from his treasures. Verse 17, every man is brutish in his knowledge. Well, what does brutish mean? He is senseless, brutish in his knowledge. Every founder is confounded. Confounded means confused by the graven image, for his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. This is why I have asked our Heavenly Father to remove that molten image that has been brought to Detroit, Michigan. It doesn't belong here. Take it back to wherever it come from. Verse 17, they are vanity, and vanity means useless or worthless. They work the work of arrows. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. Verse 19, the portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. Yeah, Yah the Lord of hosts is his name. So our Heavenly Father is our inheritance. And the persons that deal with idols, they are not of his inheritance. Let's read on. Verse 20, thou art a battle axe. A battle axe is a weapon of war. And weapon of war for thee, for with you, thee means you, I will break in pieces the nations, and with thee, instead of saying thee, I will say you, and with you, I will destroy kingdoms, and with you, I will break in pieces the house, the horse of his riders, and with thee, I will break in pieces the chariots of his rider. We're going to stop here at verse 22 of Jeremiah chapter 51, and we will pick up next Sabbath. Let us have a closing word of prayer. But first, I forgot to introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. This is the only day, Saturday, in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. Read it in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. You can also find it in Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father, we sheep, thank you for bringing us to our senses to know who we are. We thank you for your protection from the evil one. remember, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be with you next Sabbath. Amen.